Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Art of Living Well Radio Network. Radio to inspire enlightened living. You're listening now to The Sterling Spin with Liz Sterling.
Years ago, I received a call on my cell phone from Germany, and I was rather impressed, so I answered that call. It was from a representative of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. They informed me that a gentleman by the name of Dr. Matthias Kamp would come to the United States and share the teachings of Bruno Gröning and the scientifically documented medical healings for so-called incurable diseases. Well, since then, I have personally had experiences with the healing energy stream that you will learn about today, and it is worth noting, this energy is freely available to everyone all the time. When I tune in, I listen to music which was created by musicians in the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. So I'd like to invite you now to tune in with me. What we do is we sit comfortably with uncrossed legs and open palms up on our lap. And if you're able to, I invite you to do that, to receive the sounds and the music and the core essence of your being. If you'd like to, set an intention for healing to take place. We'll tune in for just a moment or two, and then I will introduce Dr. Matthias Kamp to our program. The music that we're about to hear, it's gentle music, so stay with us. Dr. Matthias Kamp is a medical doctor who founded the International Medical Scientific Group of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. He is the author of Revolution in Medicine, a book which has been translated in 15 different languages. He has truly dedicated his life to documenting the many thousands of healings that occur from so-called incurable diseases through the energy stream that is truly available to us all. Dr. Matthias Kamp, welcome to the Sterling Spin.
Yes, hello.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to our program. We are listening to the beautiful music that was it was made and designed by the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. Is that correct?
Yes, a friend did it. He was no educated musician, but he experienced very good things with himself and in his family, and he's a teacher of mathematics. And then he opened for this energy, Bruno Gröning called it divine force or healing force or Heilstrom, and he was able to do this composition. And it was a long-dreamed wish in his heart to be allowed to do such things. He said, the music just was coming, and he just had to write it down, and it was very amazing, because I feel there's a lot of good thing in this music, and we did this lecture since 1992 in more than 100 countries, and everywhere in the world, doesn't matter if Israel or Islamic or Buddhistic countries or Russia or anywhere on the continent, even in Greenland, where I've been last time, people feel moved because they feel the special thing which is in this music and which you can observe when you just open your heart to this simple teaching and let this energy flow in your body. So it's very amazing for me to see that it's not only something to relax or to feel better, that it has a really concrete effect on your health and on your life.
Well, you know, I know that you have been affiliated with the Bruno Gorney Circle of Friends from, I would guess I could say, the beginning, but we don't know too much about it. Could you roll the clock back a little bit and take us into how you discovered the healing stream and Bruno Gröning and the Circle of Friends? Give us a little overview, maybe in, you know, a minute, a couple of minutes, just so we can get a sense, lay the foundation.
Yes, I can do this. It happened to me, it was the 8th of December 1984, and I was in the middle of my medical studies. Then, incidentally, in Hamburg, in the center of the city, there was a booth placed with a big painted picture of Bruno Gröning, and I came across there and looked at this. I never heard about this. I was a medical student before my first governmental examination in medicine, and never heard these things. And there was this painted picture of this unknown man, and beyond this picture, there was a saying of him written down, there is no incurable. God is the greatest physician. And I really couldn't understand this. And I approached the people standing there at the booth and said, this is impossible. I see the opposite in my daily work as a coming up doctor in the university. And I wanted to discuss about this. But they refused to discuss. And they said, come tomorrow and let you experience, learn how to open to this force. And you can only experience it. Yes, then I came the next day and obviously said, I felt nothing. There was a woman coming from Cologne. She met Bruno Gröning, Mrs. Greta Häusler, and she experienced a very impressive healing during a lecture from him. And since then, she realized, just speaking about her experiences with Bruno Gröning. Bruno Gröning was not there. Other people experienced a stream of energy running through their bodies and also experienced help and healing. And this was so touching for her, just speaking about a truth, telling the way of her healing and telling the people how to open to this force according to the teaching of Bruno Gröning. They feel it also. And Mr. Gröning often said, not I am healing. The divine force helps and heals, and I help you to get back the connection. And every healed person can pass it over. And there is nobody a healer. She just told people about their experiences, and this was a start. And then more and more came together, and Mr. Gröning passed in 1959, and then many people ran away because they fixed it to his physical presence. And it took years to develop, and in 1979, Mrs. Häusler started with the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, and I myself came about it to it in December 84, and you see, I felt nothing, and I had any reason. There was no other doctors. There was no medical documentation, all what you have today. I had any reason to leave, but I did not leave. I don't know why.
Yeah. That's very interesting. You were compelled, something, some other greater force. Dr. Comp, when you said get back the connection, there's a divine force that helps and heals, is available to all of us, but you specifically said to get back the connection. And I'd like to focus on getting back to what connection? What does that mean?
Mr. Gröning, when he did the lectures during his lifetime, he just spoke to the people. He never touched anybody. And when someone comes and said, and tell them about the disease, he pulls them aside and said, I do not treat any disease. I just want to tell you something, what you should know. But I see in your miserable condition that you do not know, and that you do not follow it, the truth. And I have to repeat it and tell it again. And eyewitnesses, when I wrote the book, it took me 1.5 years. I got a lot of insight. There was in Herford in 1949 the start of his public that healings happened because a parent of a 16-year-old boy who was bedridden because of a genetic determined inborn disease, a muscular dystrophy. They heard about him and asked him to come, and he came, and this boy was able to walk again. And the parents were so touched by this that they gave it into public, and it was 1949 after World War II. There was a lot of misery in Germany, and in short time, up to 5,000 people came there at this house in Herford, and they also wanted to have healing. And Mr. Gröning, there was a balcony in this house, and he stood there and just spoke to the people. He explained them how to open to this force again, and I said, I want to help you, that you get it again. And then mostly he spoke something, and an eyewitness, a journalist there, he wrote an article about this, and I read this article, and he said, Mr. Gröning spoke sometime, and then he just stood in silence up there on the balcony. And in this moment, he said, I felt a strong flow of energy through my body. It was like a tingling all over my body. I felt such a good feeling. And then, all of a sudden, I heard people crying out in the crowd, I can see again, I can see again. And I saw with my own eyes people leaving their wheelchairs. And this was the start of something which is so impressive and so new and just so old. And that's what Bruno Gröning said, you lost something. Mm-hmm. And he said from himself, I don't know a lot. I just know what you have forgotten.
Right. And it's time to tell you again. Yes, it's definitely, there's an awakening or an awareness that we have this capacity for healing to take place from within ourselves, that we don't have to go out anywhere. And what the Bruno Gröning teachings and the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends offers is the opportunity to experience the healing stream. And I have had it, and my mom, I mean, she had incredible healings from being exposed to the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends and the music and the teachings. I just want to let our listeners know that Dr. Matthias Kamp is on the line with us. He's a medical doctor, and he founded the International Medical Scientific Group of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, and that he has, and many people throughout the entire world have documented many thousands of healings that occur from what are so-called incurable diseases just by tuning into this energy stream that is freely available to all. Now, I'm going to give you a web address, which is www.brunogroning.org/English for our English speaking listeners, and that is BRUNOGROENING. Here in South Florida and throughout the world, there are lectures that bring medical doctors to introduce the teachings, and we are so truly blessed. And I am so truly grateful that Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends will be in South Florida beginning December 1st. When you go online, just on the left-hand side on the navigation, click lectures, and you will see in Miami, Boca Raton, on the West Coast in Cape Coral and Naples throughout the entire first week of December. The events are always free of charge. Donations are certainly appreciated. There will be opportunities to learn about the healing stream and also to tune in. And tuning in, of course, means that you get to open yourself up to be in receivership of the healing stream. Bruno Gröning was the gentleman. He was born, I believe, in 1906, and he lived until 1959. And he was the one who came forward to remind us that we have this innate ability to tune into this healing stream. And I feel, Dr. Comp, that there's a readiness in our own time of the world that we're in right now for people to really be open to receive this. The documentation for scientific healings was really your baby. You're the one who started that medical scientific group. Tell us, how many countries are you in, how many people or groups participate, and something about some of the healings that are taking place and how people can learn more about that.
Yes, this was very touching for me. It took some time, then I was able to experience this Heilstrom, this divine force in my own body. But then was my first question, is this force able to really help people even in physical or emotional problems and diseases? And the first healing I checked was a 60-year-old man who suffered from a coronary heart disease, a severe disc problem with a chronic back pain, and a 25 years of chronic headache, constant pain. And he told me when I interviewed him, because I was so eager to meet a living person who had experienced something which I can't explain from my medical knowledge. This is a new word for a medical doctor, when you're open to just look into this without prejudices. And this was the first really key experience for me to speak with this person and to ask him, what did you do? I said, I went to such a lecture. And then they told me how to open. And then they told, Bruno Gröning had said, the disease is not your property. And give it away, separate in your heart, and ask for this divine force. And this force is stronger than the disease. And just watch your body. And he got a spontaneous healing. And he said to me, I can't explain you, but it's gone. I can walk, I can dance, I can do walking in the hills. And there's no angina pectoris pain anymore. The back pain went away. And I asked him, please, tell me your doctors. And then he told me his doctors, and I asked him for a follow-up check with an internal specialist. And when I saw the document before and afterwards, I had to admit, this is an objective finding, that there is something had happened what I can't explain with my medical education. And I was not able to close my eyes, and therefore I wrote this book and started in 1992 with first lectures in the north of Germany. And this was the founding of the medical scientific group of Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. There are about 5,000 health professionals, medical doctors, nearly all health professionals you can imagine in about 100 countries. And I have been able to be to a lot of countries. We did these lectures in the last years since 1992 in 113 countries, and much more than 100,000 people came there. In 2001, I was invited in the Medical University Tucson, Arizona. I was often in America, North, Middle, South America, Russia. Recently, we did a lot in Africa, Israel, Arabic states, India, Iran, China, all continents, and everywhere it's the same. People open to this.
Wow.
And we had trained trained about 1,000 people to write down this healing report. And maybe one thing is important, not only physical diseases like this angina pectoris, this arthrosis pain or whatever healings are documented and seen, even from severe addictions. I had a woman who suffered from 18 years from heroin addiction, and this was so impressive for us and even for the psychologist who worked together with us. And she got a spontaneous healing after such a lecture. She said, it was a feeling as if the desire of 18 years of intravenous addiction to heroin, and who knows about this, know how impossible this is to get free, was just erased in my soul and in my brain. I had no desire anymore, no relapse and nothing. And we see with alcohol, drugs and all these things, also such amazing things that shows me this force is stronger than the prison drugs and addiction will put people in and can break it out. how, I can't explain, but it happened. That's
well, actually, Dr. Kamp, I mean, so many of us are living in a prison because of our own minds, because of our own thoughts, and because of the inner, you know, conflict that we have. There seems to be like an inner war or battle going on. And I know that the Bruna Gröning teachings and also the tuning in, it really helps with a lot of emotional problems that people experience at will. But what does Bruna Gröning have to do with the healing stream? The healing stream, it would seem to me, and I really am sort of looking at this, if there's a healing stream and it's available, and it is God-given, and it is for all of us equally, where does Bruna Gröning fit into this picture, and why?
You said first, you lost knowledge. You don't know the laws. There are specific laws, very simple. Even children can understand. Children can understand it the best, how to open to this force, and to understand what is disease and what is health. It would lead too far to explain it, and how important it is to separate with your free will from negativity and give it away. And he said, I'm someone who wants to help you, like a servant. I can take it from you, but you have to give it for free. I am not allowed to help you when you not release and give away the negativity. It's much more than just receiving an energy. You have to do something. You have to change, and you have to understand that there is negative forces, and that disease and all these problems is something of negative. And with your free will, in this connection, with such a help and understanding, you can learn to give it away, take this force, and then we see very impressive reactions, like cleansing processes in the body, often increasing of pains and symptoms. And some people experience spontaneous healing, and then this healing will happen. And Mr. Gröning said, most of you got out of contact. I want to help you like a transformator that you get back this connection and receive it. And it's such a strong connection, because I see even people who heard once from him. It was in Cameroon, a woman with a chronic malaria. She just read the introduction book and started to do Einstein and ask for help. And all this infection stopped. And others, there was one in India who just heard once from it, opened for this force, asked for help, and experienced this help and healing. And that showed me how strong this connection is. But everybody, you can speak a lot, and the more I was not ill, I was touched by my personal experience to feel that there is something. Mr. Gröning said, you have a battery in here. And with speaking, doing and acting, and you see so many negativity, you hear so many negativity, this pull the forces, the life forces out of your soul, and you have to recharge. And this doing Einstein is also for those who are healthy, important to nourish their soul, to recharge a battery from inside, which all we have forgotten. We just said we have to nourish our body. And this gives you a different life. I get so many financial helps in my job, in my private situation. And that these helps we also document. And we see healing, which can be connected with this force. It's much more than healing of disease or soul. It helps you to find also a social order, to find a peace, to find a joy in life again, and the inner freedom, and a total different experience of life, which changed to be so nice, so wonderful to live, and to have suddenly the feeling you want to help and serve others, that they also experience this. And this is, there is satisfactory for us as medical doctors from many countries to do these lectures, because we see the results, and we see that people are grateful to hear, and that they just change, and then they tell it to others, and that's the way it works without any money. Because Mr. Gröning said, you can't sell this force. It's just a present from God.
Dr. Matthias Kamp is joining us on the Sterling Spin today, and I'd like for you to make a note and write it down where to go. It would be www.brunogroning.org/English, or you can choose English when you get on the main line, and that is brunogroning.org. That's the Bruno Groning Circle of Friends. You will be able to look on the left-hand side and find a listing for the upcoming lectures all throughout the world, and specifically in the United States and in Florida. There is an upcoming lecture series that's going to be taking place in Boca Raton, Miami, Cape Coral, and Naples the first week in December, beginning on Saturday, December 1st in Miami. All of the information is on the internet, but I also will give out a contact person's telephone number. If you feel like you'd like more information or to make connection, it's Terrily, and the telephone number is 831-238-1202. That's 831-238-1202. But as I said, all the information, there's no charge. There is a doctor who is coming in from Austria. Dr. Barbara Wagner will be speaking and offering information about the Bruno Groning Circle of Friends. But also, and most importantly, you yourself will be facilitated in tuning in to the Healing Stream, which is, again, it's free, it's available, it's 24/7, it's yours, it's mine, it's the connection to the divine. And truly, as Dr. Matthias Kamp has been informing us, medically, scientifically documented healings galore. You can read about those online. I recently learned that when you read about other people's healings, it actually helps you to become a greater receptor to the healing energies that can take place within your own self and consciousness. Now, Dr. Kamp, you said something that was interesting. We have about 2 or 3 minutes, and I want to play a little bit of the music again. So I just would like you, if you could answer this one question, please. You said, number one, you have to be willing to do something for this healing process. And you specifically said you have to be willing to give it away, whatever you've been holding on to. Also, what's coming up for me is, don't I, as a human being, have a responsibility to honor my temple, my body, to care for it? Can I really be, you know, exorbitantly, obesely overweight and just expect that because I'm tuning in, a healing will take place? What's my responsibility in conjunction with the willingness to give it away? Do I have to partake in something? And what would you say that is?
Mr. Groening said that you should start and wish to believe in the good again. And believing in the good, he said, believing in your health and believing in the good means to believe in God. And when you experience the good, when you start to believe, and you, this force enables you more and more to get free from negativity and believe in the good, then you experience the good. And this gives you something which I never felt and experienced in all my life before. And many, many people experience it the same. And this is a very simple thing, but it's a deep secret to find back. And it's hard to speak in words, but when you first once experience this force in your own body, you know what I'm speaking about.
And we're going to introduce the music again. Would you like to set, thank you, by the way, that was great. Before I run on to the end of the program, let me take a moment and say, wow, feeling into again that there is good, believing in the good. And I noticed when I wrote the word good down and then you said and believe in God, I was like, wow, you know, good is that one more O than in G-O-D, G-O-O-D. It's just a little bit more. It's just stretch ourselves a little bit more, and we can have the good that God brings us in our lives. So thank you for that. We're going to be bringing the music of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends that's used when people do Einstellen and tune in. Would you like to set the stage? Is it appropriate? Of course, here in South Florida, there'll be an opportunity for people to come to the lectures. They can go online to brunogroening.org, BRUNOGROENING.org. Look for the lectures. You'll get all the information. But we have an opportunity to listen to the music. Would you like to facilitate that for us and tell us what to do?
Yes, I can do it. Maybe very short, it's Bruno, I don't know whether it's important, www.bruno-gröning, there's a hyphen in between. I don't know whether this is an effect on the internet, but with a hyphen you can more directly go to the page. You know, hyphen between bruno-gröning.org.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. I think they both work, and maybe it'll take us more directly, so thank you for that clarification. Dr. Pump, I
had it in it. Yes.
No, I mean, you're wonderful. I'd like to stay with you, and I have another guest. I have James Hyman, who's going to be joining us, and we're going to continue the conversation on healing, on shamanism, on the Mayan calendar, which is coming. It's on people's minds. So I'd like to be able to use this opportunity to introduce the music and have you introduce the music for us, and I want to thank you for joining us on today's Sterling Spin program.
Yes, I'm also grateful, and the music is something which helps you, but you can do it without any music. You just open yourself and do not cross arms and legs and think about something nice and just watch your body. And when I did the last radio show in New York, even the moderator and the people on the radios, they felt this energy going through their body. And the guideline, how to use it really, that it makes benefit in your life, you can hear in the lecture. And when you are not able to go, you can leave your address from the internet and you get an invitation to the next community. There are several hundred in North America, and it's easy to access that you go there and experience it on your own. I wish you all the best with this and the best benefit for your whole life.
Hmm. Thank you, Dr. Matthias Kopp, for joining us today on the Sterling Spin.
All the best, Mrs. Kopp.
Thank you.